The swish pattern, diffusing negative triggers. The swish pattern is designed to anchor a desired state to a cue or trigger that currently produces an undesired behavior. Put it simply, you know, every time I'm on the computer, I have to go to meetup.com and organize a new event. And, you know, I open up meetup.com and next thing you know, I'm at the fridge. I don't know how it happened. Okay, now, an hour later, I'm on the computer again. I open up meetup.com to go post the new event. And next thing you know, I'm buying shoes. Okay, I go to meetup.com. You know, I got to do this thing. But next thing you know, I'm back at the fridge again. What on earth is happening? What's happening is there is something going on underneath the radar, okay? There's something I'm unaware of. So perhaps deeper down, there's a fear or something. And whenever I go to meetup.com, something happens. And next thing you know, I'm at the fridge. So we want to start by pinpointing what happens just before I get to the fridge, okay? So step one, the client identifies what they will always see just before the problem behavior occurs. Now, I'm seeing myself at the fridge, like associated, you know, but what happens just before that? Yeah, what's the cue situation? I go to meetup.com. Break state, shake it up, you know. It might take a while to find that, but that's great. We know that when I get to meetup.com, it's moments later, I'm at the fridge or buying shoes. So the thing is, I open meetup.com and that's the cue right there. It's meetup.com. What's happening right there? Okay, step two, have the client make a picture of themselves as they want to be when they are free of the problem. Use some modalities to make the picture as vivid, as fat and juicy as possible. You know, and as it involves us stepping into the new picture, seeing how good it feels. Okay, so what I'll do here with the meetup.com is, what's happening is I go to meetup.com and something bad happens, some bad juju happens, and I go to the fridge. But what we want here is I want a picture of myself finishing the event or typing the thing I've been procrastinating on, typing up the event in Meetup. So perhaps I can create a picture of me finishing the event or just finishing writing up the event on Meetup and I feel good. And then turn up the feeling. So I don't just feel good, I feel really good. And this is one of the keys that people meet here, is we need this here to have high positive feelings. That's so big, they're juicy. Okay, so I see myself and I'm just pressing enter and I'm just doing the final touches. I'm in flow and it feels so good. I'm finishing off the event that I was previously stuck on and I just feel awesome. Okay, so that's the picture there. Me finishing the event on Meetup and feeling so good about it, okay? Now have them step back out of the picture, dissociate. So now I have a picture in front of me of Adrian using meetup.com and feeling fantastic as he's doing it, okay? Now this is going to be the new picture that we're going to install. So we want to shrink down this picture, shrink it down so it's like the size of a small, dark postage stamp, okay? So it's a small, dark postage stamp. And this is the new one that we're going to make big and to install. Take me back to the negative picture again where I have meetup.com and then I'm about to go to the fridge. But this time, rather than going to the fridge, I feel I get to go to the fridge. But before I go to the fridge, you know, I go to meetup.com. I go to meetup.com and then whoop, we get the postage stamp that's in the bottom left corner. We got to really, really quickly fade the old big picture of me struggling with Meetup. We got to get the old picture of me struggling with Meetup. We got to push that away. We got to fade that out. Okay, so we do two things here. We get the old picture, the unsuccessful picture. We got to push it away, fade it out, fade it off into the distance. And you can play with this. I often push it out into the distance. It gets smaller and smaller and it goes off the edge of a cliff, metaphorically speaking. Okay, or it goes away into the distance and goes black, white, black, white, black, white, black, white, shrink, gone. Now, while we do that, while we take that big picture, the old picture away, we generally add a sound to it. And essentially, when we started this, the sound was a swish sound. So this would be called the swish pattern. You'd make a swish sound as you take that big picture away, swish, and concurrently, the new picture, the postage stamp, would come from the bottom left corner, whoop, up really quickly, dunk, and like smack in the face, just about smack you in the face, you know, life-size, big, juicy picture associated, seeing myself doing the final touches and feeling good. Okay, so that's the process there, the swish. Old picture away, new picture up. Now, sometimes you can do a really good swish and you can do it once. Done. Often, you need to repeat it 3, 4, 5 times. And you can even stop and allow the client to make the swish themselves. Remember, you can teach them and train them to do it so they can do it themselves. Go on, swish, swish, swish. Yeah? And they could open their eyes to, you know, distinguish, and they can open their eyes and see it, or they can keep it closed. I prefer them opened. And once they repeat it a few times, it happens automatically. Now the new picture, boom, comes up. So now, how do you feel when you go to meetup.com and boom, up comes the new picture? I feel good. I feel like I'm finishing. I'm just about there. I'm successful. Done. Mission accomplished. That is so damn cool that we can do that. And there's various different ways we can do that. And there's a whole lot of different ways. I typically use a swish pattern like a previous thing with McDonald's and salads. I use a swish pattern a lot with getting rid of unhealthy food. But you can also use a swish patterns with beliefs. You can also use swish patterns for goals and for things we procrastinate on. Incredible pattern. Get used to it. Start practicing. And then you'll start making your variations.